kapoy lang ng takbo.
Kapoy lang ng takbo.
Habang may semento.
Habang may semento.
Kung walang semento.
Kung walang semento.
Gagawa tayo.
Gagawa tayo.
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs.
Hi, Tones. Welcome to Matt Runs.
Hi, Matt. It's so good to see you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
We're going to sing, ha? We have a headphones
kaya
and everything.
Kaya nga, I'm feeling we're going to sing. Duet na ba to?
Tones, you're my dream dream person to work with. In any kind of... Just to be with you in a room is a dream come true.
Ikaw talaga, Matt. Ikaw talaga, Matt.
Totoo yan. I always tell Sarah that, grabe si Tony. She's so much... Ano, I read kasi my team did a research about you. And dami mo mga... Ano? Bullet points dyan. Ganito si Tone. Dami mga sikreto eh na hindi sinasabi. Tones, like before doing this interview, sabi ko sa sarili ko, I want to be like Tony when I
get old. Ikaw talaga, Matt.
How do you do it? How did you do it? But when you started, ito ba yung pangarap mo? Did you think you're gonna reach this point na ganito?
Alam mo, Matt, looking back, your question was how did I do it? I didn't do it all by myself. I feel like everything that has happened in my life was a blessing. It was never luck. I never experienced that word, yung suerte. Because everything that I received in life, I feel like it's a product of hard work, determination, and perseverance. But overall, I really believe that everything that has happened to me is under the grace of God. I feel like pinahintulutan lang niya ako na ma-experience ang lahat ng to. Pahiram lang lahat ng ito because it was all from him. So I can't take credit for anything because ang laki ng looking back now in my life. Of course, in my 20s, hindi ko pa alam yun. Pero ang laki talaga nung guidance and ang laki ng provision na ginawa ni God for my life.
Were you always like this? Was your faith always this strong?
No. Pero I always knew in my heart, nung bata ako, who God is in my life. Because at a very young age, dinadala na kami ng daddy ko sa church.
He's a pastor, di ba?
No, he's a parang leader in our church. Mukha lang siyang pastor talaga magsalita.
Akala ko pastor siya, di ba?
Akala nga. Pero ang dami niyang mga speaking engagements bata pa kami. Kasi nga para siyang pastor magsalita. So I grew up hearing the word of God through him. So bata pa lang ako, kilala ko na who Jesus is in my life. But it was not until when I tried to get into the business, na na-realize ko how important having your faith is and having that relationship with God is, because it is so scary pala when you go to the outside world and you realize that it's a cruel world. It will crush you. It will put you down. Parang the job of this world is to every day put you down to your knees and parang kahit nasa baba ka, natatapakan ka pa para yung talagang gagapang ka, di ba? Parang, and Paul told me this, na parang every day daw, that's the job of the world, is to make you fall down to your knees and make you give up on your life and quit on your dreams. Parang ang gusto ng mundong to, parang you sit there and don't do anything in your life. Don't take risks. Just sit there, shut up, and don't do anything. Don't make a difference. Because once you start trying to do something for yourself, and once you try to make that difference for your life, you'll see so many obstacles. Parang this world is going to discourage you. And only the ones who are determined and who have that grit. Alam mo, binasa ko yung book na Grit.
Grit. Grit is... Oh, okay, go.
I love that book, Angela Duckworth. Parang yun pala. Yung gigil mo.
It's grit.
It's great. It's not just the passion, because the passion can only take you so much. But it's that determination, yung grit nga. How much do you really want it? Parang yun ang test sa'yo ng mundo eh. How much do you really want to achieve this dream? Because you will suffer for this. We will make this really hard for you. And only the ones who push through.
I love what you said, grit. You know where I learned grit? Yeah. And the meaning of grit and what I love what you said. It's not just about passion, dedication. Grit talaga. I learned in the army 2 years ago. Grit.
Diba? Think, grit yun.
Oh, talagang kahit mahirap talaga, papasukin mo at lalabas ka talaga, diba?
And it's not about the destination. You're not concerned on where you're headed to. Parang you are enjoying that going through the pain and going through the fire. You have to sit in that moment and just sit with it. Sit through the pain, the heartaches, the rejection, the pain. Because that transforms you. That molds you into becoming that person you're supposed to be. You cannot skip that whole process. Parang you cannot skip that process. Eh. You have to experience the pain. There's this teacher who said, it's just so cliche as it is, tayo lahat pumunta tayo sa school. Yung pencil, for it to sharpen, diba? Kailangan mong tasahan yun. It has to go under the blade. So, parang ganun ang ginagawa ng buhay sa atin. It sharpens us.
Paul is a lucky man, no?
No, we're blessed.
You guys are very lucky with each other. Talagang amazing talaga. I mean, let's talk about it later, about the marriage part, no? Because talagang, you're my idol, Tony. Eh.
Look ba? Ikaw naman, man.
In Happy EPA, hey, people don't know about this, but in Happy EPA, magkasama tayo palagi and masaya yung dressing room moments natin.
Masaya. Melay, ang saya.
Do you remember Melay dancing with her brownie?
Good memories. Good memories. Great memories. Nababaon natin sa mga shows na ginagawa natin, no? More than the project.
Exactly. Yung mga moments sa dressing room. I remember those dressing room moments when Pok Wang would dance there with her. Yeah. With her brala.
Yes! Diba? Alam mo, that's what you will realize. Eh. It's the relationship that stays.
Yeah.
It's the memories. Yeah. More than the project. Diba?
Super. Super. Uh-huh. Tama. Tons, growing up, like you and Alex, diba, syempre, who's closer? Who's closer to God? You or Alex?
Hindi ko alam. Parang everyday we're trying to go. Parang yung closeness namin sa kanya, it's a work in progress. Parang minsan malayo kami sa kanya. Ganun naman yun, di ba? Minsan you feel so far away from him. When in fact, he's not really far away from you. Ikaw yung malayo sa kanya. Because he's always been with you. So, parang feeling ko it's a constant work in progress yung relationship namin with him. And we are far from perfect.
Exactly.
Super far. Super far.
Is it because of our parents that talagang you've molded to become a woman like this? Because of your mom and your dad?
I feel like malaking part sila sa pagmumold sa akin. But I'll share this story with you. When I was in third grade, I remember that. Siyempre, marunong na ako magbasa nung grade 3. Sabi ng daddy ko, ayan, marunong ako magbasa. Binigyan niya ako ng ganito kakapal na Bible. And to this day, nasa akin yun. It's Biblia. Hardcore Tagalog talaga. Sabi niya sa akin, hindi ka matutulog hanggang di ka nagbabasa ng isang chapter. Siyempre, at age of 8.
Bakit ako,
ang laki. Ayoko nga mag-aral ng sibika at kultura, yung history. Tapos magbabasa ako ng ganito. Wala akong naiintindihan. So I think for the first 2 years of my life, I finished reading the Bible pretending that
so
I was...
So you did not read it, actually?
I was acting kasi nandyan siya eh. So babasahin ko yung Bible, acting lang ako na, pagtingnan ko na, kunwari, ganyan. Tapos kunwari parang 5 minutes, 10 minutes na, sasara ko na, sagot, tapos na. Lipat-lipat lang ako ng page. Niloloko ko siya for how many days, months, and years. Naloko ko ang daddy ko na natapos ko yung Bible.
But now you've read the Bible a couple of times na, back and forth.
You know, I started reading the Bible at the age of 14. I never looked back. I never looked back and I never did stop reading it.
But how do you read a Bible? How do you read the Bible? What's your style? Do you read it once or do you go back, you know, back and forth to it? Do you just open the book and, oh, this is the message for the day?
I don't know. It was that time when I was 14 years old. At the age of 13, I thought I was going to get my biggest break sa singing competition na sinalihan ko noong 1997, Metro Pop. And I always knew in my heart that this is what I was supposed to do, that I belong in the entertainment industry, and that whole thing happened to me. At the age of 13, na parang it came crashing down on me, na parang, oh, God, I thought I'm your child. I am favored. You know, you love me. But how come my dreams are... I'm starting to pursue my dream, pero how come it's so difficult, it's so painful? I thought that you will make it easy for me. I'm favored. So, ang daming questions in my head. And then I realized I didn't have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Parang relationship with Sonia was just pray lang until that time when I opened his book and I learned about who he is, who he was, and what he can do for my life. Parang ang dami kong, more than knowing who he is, reading that book, I learned so much about myself also. Parang nahanap ko yung identity ko, yung, ah, may purpose pala ako, kaya ko pala, hindi lang pala basta ginagawa mga bagay sa mundo. May ano pala yan, may why.
So up to today, you just open the Bible every morning, every night, you have your devotional time, kumbaga?
Yes, hindi na, may, naging routine na sa akin yun, na binubuksan ko siya.
Parang si Sarah, Sarah's like that, she gets mad at me nga, wala ka namang devotional time dyan. She always says, she has, di ba, her routine in the morning, yeah. She opens, ganun ka rin?
Yeah.
Even Paul? Paul's like that?
No, Paul. Si Paul nga, si Paul beats me to it. Nasabi niya, akala ko nagbabasa ka ng Bible when I worry. Nasabi niya, you read the Bible every day. You read it more times than me.
Does he read the Bible always?
He's read the Bible. Pero not as
yung
like, not like me na ano. Lagi ko sinasabi, kasi stronger siguro yung faith mo kaya hindi mo kailangan magbasa. Ako, I need to read it over and over again to be reminded of who I am, where I came from and where I'm going after this life and why I am here. And just to help me get through the pain. Hindi ko alam kung paano ako masusurpass lahat ng mga struggles, ng mga challenges in life if I was not reading that book. Kasi it gave me so much peace.
How did you, like through the years of show business, how did you fight off all the temptations in showbiz? Did the Bible help a lot? Did the parents help a lot? Siyempre, marami tayong temptations dito,
diba? Maraming temptations. Nakuma, the temptations. Huh? Talaga. Grabe ang temptations.
What are, can you give me an example of a temptation?
Ang dami. Ang dami. I do rom-coms. I've been paired with different leading men. So, alam mo yung temptation. Diba? Yung mga, alam mo yun. alam mo yun.
So, how do you up? Here we go.
It's so easy to, you know, yung mga secret na nobody will know. Kayo lang nakakaala. Alam mo yun, I've been through
that. So si Tony Gonzaga may ganun din?
No, I've been through that. Bago ako maging boyfriend si Paul. Uh-oh. Yung MU, tatago mo sa parents mo. May mga ganun, Matt.
So
mga
how
temptations.
Do you, like, syempre, papasok ka na sa pintuan ng temptation. Napasok ka na dyan.
Nandun na.
Alam mo, how do you control
alam
that?
Alam mo, pag nandun na ako sa loob, alam mo, siguro ang laki talagang tulong nung, I guess siguro pinagpe-pray ako ng parents ko, but ang laki yung tulong ng mga nabasa ko. Lagi ako may fear. The fear. Lagi ako may fear na once if I push through with this, kasi andun na eh, nasa starting point ka na, nasa baseline ka na, ito na eh, gagawin mo na eh, pupush through mo na. Kaya lang, pag pinupush through ko na, laging may fear. Ang laki nung fear. Diba fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Ang laki nung fear na, what if I do this? This is what's gonna happen. Ano kasi ako eh?
Did you fear the parents or you feared Lord more?
No, I fear what's gonna happen in the future. Ano ako eh? I think more about what's gonna happen in the future.
For your career? For
no,
yourself?
No, for myself. Lagi akong ganung klaseng tao. Ever since bata ako, lagi kong iniisip na ang gagawin ko ngayon, ano to, may kapalit to or may consequence to kinabukasan sa susunod na linggo or basta sa future. Basta, ewan ko, ganun ako.
So you're parang, always like a wise kind of person.
Hindi ko nga alam kung wise ako nun eh. Basta lagi ko lang iniisip na everything that I'm doing today, pagbabayaran ko in the future. So if I'm doing something wrong or if I know in my heart that this is not right for me, I know I'm gonna reap the consequences. So right before the very beginning na nagbablossom na yung mga bagay na alam kong hindi para sa akin, hindi rin ako nagsistop eh. Ang daming instances na
you have that natural grit in you also, Tony.
No, you know how life, so you know how you may saying na ganun eh, minsan babatuhin ka. Tapos pag hindi ka nadaan sa bato, tatapikin ka. Yung there are times na ginigising ka. Like, you know, life always speaks to you eh. Every moment of your life. It speaks to you. I remember there's one time I wanted to get into this relationship with this this co-star, and hindi ko siya boyfriend, but you know, yung mutual understanding that you like each other. I kept lying to my parents. Mga 20, 21 ako nun. Tapos, that was the time that I was also learning how to drive. Marunong ako mag-drive.
So, tumatakas ka ba dati? Have you experienced that moment?
Hindi ka makakatakas sa parents ko.
They're super.
Medyo mga...
Parang si Sarah din.
NBI, FBI level din yung mga magulang ko. Yung mga ganun ng daddy ko. Daddy ko,
grabe.
Ite-text niya direkta yung... lalaki.
Ah, stricto talaga si Tito.
Oh, tsaka masakit siya magsalita. So yung lalaki, back off agad. Ay, tinexa ko ng daddy. Ang sakit ang sinabi. Wow. So medyo ganun ang parents ko noon. Ngayon, I'm grateful dahil iningatan ako ng daddy ko. Pero nung time na ngayon, I remember I was driving and I was lying to my parents where I was going. I was on my way to PBB. Mm. Nakasunod yung...
So you would drive to work? No driver, nothing? You would drive actually?
Nakasunod yung driver in PA sa isang kotse. Tapos I remember I was texting this guy. Oh, ganyan. Pa-cute, pa-cute. Alam mo, nabangga ako. Tapos the first thing na tumama, dun sa... Kasi wala akong seatbelt eh. I remember that. Binili ko yung sarili ko ng... Kasi hindi ako allowed mag-boyfriend noong 2021.
Bumili hindi ako ka ng, pwede mag-boyfriend nung 21 years old?
Hindi pwede. Okay. Hindi pwede. Parang hindi pa daw ako. Basta may mga rules sila. Hindi ka pa, daddy ko, hindi mo pa kaya mga lalaki sa industry.
Wala ka pang boyfriend nun?
Wala. Meron siguro, MU. Pero walang boyfriend formal na parang, we will go out on a date, mag-movie kami. I remember that, binili ko yung kotse na yun. Ako mag-rebelde ako, bibili ako ng kotse. Kasi hindi niyo ako pinapayag ang boyfriend. Gusto ko na talaga ako ka-boyfriend. Tapos nagda-drive nga ako, pupunta akong PBB. Nabangga ako, alam mo yung unang tumama sa akin yung lips ko. Tapos namuga yung lips ko. Tapos tinignan ko yung sarili ko sa mirror, tapos sabi ko, shocks. Kasi kept lying to my parents.
So that was God speaking?
Tapos nakuha ko na kagad. You know, life always speaks to you eh. So parang that moment, nagising ako, sabi ko, wait, why do you keep lying to yourself? You keep lying to your parents. Tapos namamaga yung lips ko kasi nga nabangga dun sa steering wheel. Tapos I stopped it.
Hindi
I
mo said, tinuloy si boy?
Hindi ko na tinuloy.
Nag-U-turn ka na?
Oh, hindi na. Then I was on my way to PBB. Dapat parang kikitain mo siya on the way. Magkikita lang kayo, coffee, tapos pupunta na akong PBB. Hindi na. Diniretso ko na sa PBB. Tapos that was the last time I drove. Na ako lang mag-isa tapos mag-a-attempt akong tumakas. Kasi lagi kang ginigising eh.
After that, hindi ka na tumakas?
Wala na. Hindi ka makakatakas sa parents ko. Meron silang for some reason. I think now that I'm a parent, may intuition ng parents. You will have that, I think that's the Holy Spirit, parang may sinasabi sa heart mo. If there's something, I know you also experienced that siguro. Yung, you know, there's something wrong. That's your spirit telling you eh. That, may mali sa ambiance. That's your instinct. I feel like that's the Holy Spirit telling you na pag may mali. So malakas yung ganun, yung sense.
Intuition mo, no? Yeah. Sa Sarah din, ang lakas ng intuition ni Sarah. Love, wag. Nene, okay lang.
Yes.
And then, end of the day, mali pala ako.
Yes. See, the woman is always right.
The woman is always right. Always right.
Always
so
right,
how right. Did you know, after all these experiences with all these boys, flings, etc., how do you know Direk Paul was the one?
When I first saw his picture in Multiply account, I knew it in
Multiply?
My heart.
Multiply?
Alam mo pa, Multiply. 2008, 2007, when I saw his picture in Multiply
account. But did you know him personally?
No, I've been hearing about his name, that there's this director na galing daw America, tapos si Tita Angeli, wife ni Kuya Gary, she wants us to meet. He wanted to meet me daw. Tapos... I keep hearing the name Paul Soriano. I was 24.
But you didn't know of him personally?
No. Hindi ko siya kilala noon. So tinignan ko sa Multiply account. Sino kaya ipapakilala sa akin? Oh, a young director daw. Tapos tinignan ko yung picture. Tapos I will never forget this. Sabi ko, oh shucks. Parang ito yung mapapangasawa ko.
You said that?
Sabi ko. Tapos I remember nung day na sinagot ko si Paul, June 12. I went to my room. Sabi ko kay Alex, ano ba yan? Ito na yung mga pangasawa ko. Itong sinagot ko. Nafe-feel ko na talaga. Si Alex pa sabi, OA mo? Ede, okay. Parang naartihan pa siya sa akin. OA naman ito. Ede, okay. Ede, yan ang mapapangasawa mo.
Galing mo to. No. Parang God's been with you since day one ba?
Hindi, feeling ko he spared me from all the heartaches. Kasi sinagin ko na nakita niya.
But all these heartaches built you and made you for who you are today. Don't
no,
agree?
These heartaches allowed me to build my fence. Na I will not allow anyone to like really hurt me that bad. Kasi nagpakita na siya ng mga warning signs. What how you could be hurt in this whole process of like doing your own thing and not, you know, doing what I wanted you to do in your life. Basta yung parang ganun.
But our relationship tones, you and Direk Paul and Sharon, and we have a lot of similarities. Tama ba?
In a way, yeah. Diba? Nagsisimula, di ba? Kinukwento ko sa'yo, in a way. Oh.
How, like, a newlywed couple like me, my first year na, di ba? Kasi we did this Christian counseling, yung blueprint tinatawag.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go through that also?
Hindi.
Basta, you've gone through counseling, and they said leave and cleave.
Oh, oh.
Did you go through that, leave and cleave? Did you go through that phrase?
You know, the leaving and cleaving is not just physical. Because you can leave your house, but your heart and your mind is still living in your old house.
Yes, Tony.
I was like that. So the first year for me and Paul was the most difficult year of our entire marriage. I will remember that. As in, solian na ng papel.
But you knew about this leaving and cleaving thing. You knew about this.
Yeah, si Paul would always tell me about it. But I never really fully understood.
As in, Paul is very religious. Is he very?
Hindi siya very religious, but he has this kind of wisdom na parang he's
a leader, kumbaga.
Oh, he's head man of the house, talagang head of household. Alam mong, good head on his shoulders na talagang may wisdom din siya na napapaisip ako. Siya yung nagsabi sa akin yon, yung leave and cleave. It's just that when I got married, dun ko lang na-realize na it's not just physically leaving your old house and your old life. Kasi I thought when I left my house, I already left. Mm-hmm. But no, my mind, my emotions were all still living with my parents.
But isn't that a natural feeling, syempre?
Because for 30 years, yeah. I've lived with them. Yeah. So alam mo yung program na yung buong katawan mo, yeah, na ito yung system ko, ito yung buhay ko, ito yung ano ko. So for the first year of our marriage, I would always consult my parents. I would always like run to them for advice. I didn't get the whole idea na parang, oh, that's not who you are anymore. You are somebody's wife and you are one. So I know, I respect my parents and I love them very much, but there has to be like...
When was the turning point? Na Paul is my boss na kumbaga Paul, like Paul, you know, we synergize together, we are one.
We are one.
When did that come into you?
That's so hard for me. I cannot accept that term, Paul, you are my boss, kasi okay. I'm such an alpha female na parang malakas.
I'm not Sarah's boss. Sarah's my boss.
Parang I cannot accept nung time na yun, you're my boss, or I will submit to you.
Yeah.
I cannot submit to you, parang ganun. It's so hard to grasp that. But you know, submitting is not like bowing down to your husband and adoring your husband and worshiping your husband. Submitting is allowing him to lead your family. It's not dying. It's not playing small or you will die to yourself just to please your husband. I don't think that's the real meaning of submitting to your husband. Submitting is honoring.
Honoring your husband
and honoring his decisions also. But it doesn't mean when Paul makes a decision, he doesn't consult me. He always consults me because we are one. It's just that you allow him. Kasi, di ba, yun yung he's the head of the household and you're the light of the house. So, be that light. Parang sinasabi nila, di ba, the husband is the head, the wife is the neck.
Ganun ba yun?
Oo.
So, the husband is the head, the wife is the neck. Sabi, love, so, you're the neck.
So, parang nakasupport kaming ganyan. But of course, you have to know who you're submitting to, no?
Yeah.
Kung hindi naman siya kasubmit-submit, then you have to recalibrate your decision.
Your parents in the first year when you went through that turning point na ito na kami na direct Paul na kami na talaga, was your parents hurt? Did they have that hurt feeling?
Yeah, it was also a bit difficult for them,
but they understood
in the beginning because we had rules in our house, like no more visitors kasi maaga kami matulog. Wala nang visitors ng mga 9 dati. Then my parents would get hurt na, why can't we visit you? If we want to. Ganon. But eventually, you know what? Nag-adjust na. You will come into that terms na mag-a-adjust lahat. Na, okay. Tapos na-accept na rin nila that, you know, this is my new life. This is the, hindi naman the rules, but this is how we run our household.
I'm asking you this because I'm going through it right now.
Yeah, this is our household. Na parang, ngayon may alam mo,
this is the new normal, kumbaga. My daughter's married.
Within 5 years, nakasal kami ni Paul. Medyo nag-settle na yung dust. Kasi before, parang it was all over. Parang ang gulo, parang puro alikabok. Ngayon, nag-settle na yung mga dust. Parang alam na ng bawat isa yung position ng bawat isa in our lives.
Nice. For me personally, I'm very blessed. My parents are very understanding. But of course, sometimes, diba, when your mom just pops up in the house, magugulat si asawa dahil, uy, di ba?
Walang text.
Yeah, mga small things like that. But, you know, everything, the puzzle fits naman eventually.
Yes, communication, yeah. And basta mahahanap niyo yun, mahahanap niyo yun, yung flow.
Me, I say to my friends and to everybody that marriage has been the best thing in my life. Oh, what about for nice. You? How has marriage been?
It has been the best and sometimes the worst. Best and worst.
It can be the worst.
It can be it the can worst. Be. But the worst
but
makes...
But the best still surpasses the worst.
No, but the worst makes you the best version of yourself.
Okay.
That's what I love about it.
Yung, so it's normal to fight?
It's super normal. Because when you fight, you grow as a person. Yeah. You discover more about each other. Na parang, ito pala yung trigger points niya. This is what makes him tick. And then you will get to know that person on a deeper level. Na parang yung nakedness ng physical, it goes beyond that. That other person can be naked with you emotionally, spiritually. Like, will strip off all the walls that other person has been building for others. Yung, di ba, lahat tayo may mga walls . Kailangan bumagsak yung walls na yun when you're with your partner. Yeah. Kasi dapat siya yung nakakakilala sa iyo ng yung pinaka-core mo. Di ba? I think yun. Kasi one na kayo .
Galing mo, Tony, no?
Huh?
Galing mo.
Parang, hindi,
you have so much wisdom and you have so much, ano ba, parang it seems like you've planned your life, but like what you said, it's not planned.
Hindi
siya God always has answers for you. Like what you were telling me kanina about Tony Talks, congratulations, it's always number one.
Nox.
You're beating Alex always.
Hindi, wala ka, hindi nga namin, we feel really blessed.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. I saw that episode of Alex that she pranked Yorme that she pooped her pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Siya lang yun.
Oh, grabe siya.
Siraulo siya.
Grabe siya.
Yung mga karespe-respeto, nagaganon niya.
But you were telling me na how you select your guests for your show, you don't plan it? Like, you don't sit down with your team and say, I want this, I want that?
In the beginning, it was like that.
Okay.
And then,
who was your first guest on?
You know, it was technically you. Technically you.
I just asked that because I want...
Technically you. Right after we did the I Feel You Christmas special.
Yeah.
But before we had you as our guests, I did this one-on-one with Alex. And then si Paul.
Family.
No. Kami dalawa lang pa. Mm. And then she cried and she opened up her heart. And then Paul said, you know what? I think that's your ano. That's a gift that you have.
You're the best at it.
No. Pero sabi ko kasi, syempre, that's my sister, no? Talaga mag-o-open up yun sa akin dahil alam ko yung mga right buttons to press. For her to like be vulnerable in front of me. But Paul said, you know what? Kasi I've always been a listener. Medyo problem ko yun. Kasi sa relationship, di ako nagsasalita. Hindi, yung kinikim-kim ko lang lahat ng nafe-feel ko.
Ganun yung style mo?
Ganun ang style ko. Kasi nga, lumaki ako sa parents
ko. Hindi ba maiirita si Paul?
Sobrang irita. Sobrang listener naman ako na hindi na ako nagpa-participate na, hey, say something naman. Oh, just listen to you. Parang hindi ako...
So you're the type of girl, woman that just goes in the room and just keeps quiet and not
talks?
Yeah,
and shut down. And I will just process everything you said to me. Ganun ako.
So before sleeping, you won't fix the problem?
Medyo problem ko yun. Oh, medyo
ganun. But hanggang ngayon, hindi na?
Hindi, ngayon okay na. Kasi 5 years ako.
Mabubuang si Paul dyan. Mabubuang siya.
Sobrang nasira ulo na dun. Kaya ko pala mag-shut down in 3 days and not talk to him. Tapos kaya ko lang i-absorb lahat ng sasabihin niya. So, medyo, I've always been a listener. So, sabi ni Paul, I think that's one of your strengths. Well, of course, in our marriage, medyo weakness yun. Kasi you just listen sometimes, you don't tell me how you feel and what you feel about certain things. Tapos magpa-pile up, tapos bigla ka na lang sasabog. Yung pala, you've had too much or you've had enough. So, medyo hindi nag-work yun sa marriage. Pero in communicating with other people, medyo more on dun nga ako, gusto kong nag-absorb
keep
ng
quiet.
Mga... Oh, I read this book by Lloyd Imogen-Weber, The Intelligent Conversationalist. Mm. She said, for you to fully listen to someone is for you to be silent. Because the anagram of the word listen is silent. It's the same letters jumbled together. So when you're silent, you're really listening and you're really absorbing the story, the journey, and the wisdom of that person you're communicating.
So that's what you were doing. You were just silent and listening.
I just listened because when you listen, you learn something new. And when you talk, you're just repeating what you know.
Galing. Tones, congratulations on Tony Talks. It's so cool.
Uy, salamat.
All your episodes, Brother Bo,
Yeah.
The lady, forget
si
her name, sorry.
Si Joy Tanchi.
Yes, her incredible, grabe yung story niya.
Grabe yung story ng forgiveness. Grabe. Alam ko na yung story na yung 2001 pa.
You know what? It's so weird because a week before that, I was talking to Sarah about it. Then after a week, you came out with her stories. So, wow.
Talagang so cool. Grabe, no?
Grabe her story. Her story of forgiveness and faith. At such a young age, her faith was so strong.
And reciting psalms in the middle of being assaulted.
That's not normal, no? I mean...
You know, I was reading this book, Untethered Soul.
What?
Untethered Soul.
Okay. And how many books do you read?
I try to read one book a week.
Okay. Okay.
For my sanity.
Okay.
Lalo na ngayong pandemic.
Untethered Soul.
So, Untethered Soul.
Untethered
by,
Soul.
By Michael Singer. And I was... I went back to that story that she was sharing, how she felt her body was... Her spirit was out of her body. Hmm. Na parang that was such an out-of-body experience because everything that was happening in the physical was so painful and she couldn't process it. Parang humiwalay na yung spirit niya. And... Ang ganda nung book na yun, kasi lagi niyang sinasabi, yung book na yun parang sinasabi sa atin na ganun tayo. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That we can detach ourselves from physical pain, from the physical things that are happening around us. And just be aware of who we are in our spirits. Kaya yung sinabi niya, oo nga no, kaya pala sinabi niya na it was an out-of-body experience when that was happening to me. Na I detach myself from it already. Na hindi na niya, wala, hiniwalay na niya yung spirit niya dun sa nangyayari sa katawan niya. Sabi ko, ay, parang ito yung sinasabi ng book na Untethered Soul. Yung awareness niya of who she is, her soul. Mm. Parang we're not going back to who we are and we're not trying to know who we are. We're just trying to find our souls again. Alam mo yung term na, I wanna get to know me, I wanna get to... understand who I am. I want to find myself. Soul I feel so soul searching. I want to find myself. No. You're not really finding
I'll
yourself.
I go to the farm first and have alone time. No. I'll travel.
You know, eat, pray, love. Time for myself.
I'll go to Bali and pray with a
You know, you're not really lost. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to find your... You're just trying to meet your soul again.
Do you meditate? Do you
I try yoga? To. It's hard when you have a... When you have a toddler. Oh. Kasi sa middle
but
ka
na. You work out?
I work out.
What workouts do you do?
Sarah's
always saying like, love, look at Tony's body. My gosh.
Grabe naman.
What do you do?
Maganda rin ang katawan nyo. Hit. High intensity.
By yourself?
Interval training. Yeah, by myself.
Are you like doing things by yourself, no?
No, now, yeah. Pero before, I used to do boxing. Nagba-boxing ako dati.
So YouTube ngayon. YouTube.
So YouTube ngayon.
Galing mo, Tony, no? Every ano day? What,
hindi,
20 minutes a day?
1 hour yung akin. Wow. Uh-oh.
Paul works out with you also?
No.
Does he work out? Why? Ganun yung reaction mo. No.
Tingin mo, parang go-work out siya.
Ewan ko. That's why I wore black and white today. Dedication for Paul. Because we're in your studio, so I have to wear it like this.
Kaya siya lagi naka-black.
Ah, ganun ba yun?
No, pero nagsasano ko naman siya. Nagba-bike siya. Pero hindi siya yung parang ako
but
na...
But when you're saying it, you're not convinced ng babae.
hindi siya masyadong ano eh. Hindi siya masyadong...
Active.
No, he doesn't care much about his physical appearance.
But you guys eat healthy at home? How do you eat? Are you guys health conscious for your son and for your family? Or
moderate. I eat anything. Pero, you know, parang moderate.
How do you not get fat? Like, how do you not get...
Baka nasa jeans namin ni Alex. Yung medyo payat talaga kami.
Because I follow Alex on social media and she's eating baboy every night. And
tumaba si Alex.
Tumaba ba yun?
She gained, oo. Kala ng tao buntis siya, pero
she's not pregnant yet.
She's not pregnant.
I remember when she got married, I texted her. Sabi ko, Lex, congratulations. Ang sarap talaga, man. No, ang sarap ng pangat. Sabi ko, yeah. The best.
Oh, tuntua siya sa may bago siyang asawa. Pero ngayon, she's losing all that weight. Kasi lagi siya na pagkakamala na pregnant.
But she's not.
She's not. Enjoying lang talaga the marital bliss na kain nice. Ng kain.
That's nice. Sarah and I were getting bigger also.
Taraga. Pero very fit naman kayong dalawa.
Sarah works out so much now.
Yes. Anong workout nyo?
I have my own workout. She does her own. She likes doing it on her own. But we run together. This morning we ran 5K together.
Yun ang hindi ko magawa. Yung running. Run. Tinaray ko mag-run in our village.
Oh, your village is hilly. Why don't you run with Nico Bozico?
Oh my gosh. Nakikita ko yun. sa bintana namin.
Is he a mess in the village?
At 12 noon tumatakbo, sabi ko, grabe, trick na trick ang araw. May isang foreigner na talagang running around our village. At 12 noon, he was sweating, he's so tanned.
He's crazy.
So, tuwan-tuwa naman ang mga...
mga iba doon.
Oo. May gwapong tumatakbo sa village namin.
Tones, how does God speak to you for your next guest on Tony Talks? How does it go?
You know, I clear my mind.
Okay.
I close my eyes. I don't even, not even pray. I just close my eyes. And then this, and then I just say, who do you want me to talk to? And then the name just clearly appears. Like even your name.
Really?
Oh, makita mo, Mateo. You can close your eyes and then...
Pinupula
naman. No. Pero you can do that sometimes. If you're looking for answers, all you have to do is just shut up and listen. The answers will come to you.
Parang you can, may banner lang, lalabas.
It was so clear. It was so clear, yung mga names na lumalabas. And there are times I'll try to force or push a guest. Tapos hindi sila available, hindi sila pwede, hindi nag-a-align. Pero kapag yung name talaga na yun, or that person na I was meant to talk to, talagang the schedule, everything, stars are aligned na talagang...
So you don't force things. You don't force things to make it happen. You just let it be.
I am done forcing things to happen in my life because in my 20s, I kept forcing myself on things that I'm not supposed to be a part of, to be with, to hang out with. Parang I'm done forcing myself to things that are not really meant for me. You know, people suffer when they live a life that's not meant for them. And I've suffered that. In my 19s and 20s, in my teens and 20s, kasi di ba, trying to force things to happen for you that are not aligned and meant for you. Parang sinabi ni Caroline Mice yun, that people suffer when they pursue a dream that that's not meant for them. Because what's meant for you is supposed to be free-flowing. There's so much peace and, you know, there's... You will see the right path, parang the stars are aligning. That's the path that you're supposed to take. But when you're forcing something and you know in your heart that this is not what you're really supposed to do, mararamdaman mo yun eh. May uneasiness. Tapos parang hirap, ang hirap. Parang hirap ka dun sa isang bagay na yun. But when you're aligned with what you're supposed to do, it comes out freely, naturally, parang you're just flowing through it. Walang hirap. Yung parang, like what you're doing now, yung sa podcast mo, nahihirapan ka ba sa ginagawa mo?
Di ba
nage-enjoy ka?
Oo naman.
Kasi parang, when you're doing something that you want, and you love, and you feel like this is what I'm supposed to do, parang di ba, masarap siya sa heart.
Exactly.
More than the profit, parang...
Extra na yung profit.
Extra na yung profit. Parang, but ang lalim na nung... yung foundation ng purpose.
That's so true.
And you will know when you're doing something for a purpose, when it benefits others more than yourself. That's the calling and purpose. Because your dream, a dream can sometimes be very selfish. It can only serve you. But when you're doing something for a purpose, and you're doing what you're called to do, it benefits others more than you. That's the purpose.
Galing.
Di ba ang ganda?
Galing. You're not thinking of being a pastora or something.
Hindi ba? Nabasa ko lang yun.
But ang galing mo. How do you read a book, Tony? Like, you're saying you read one book one week, for 1 week.
Oh, dati. Ngayon medyo...
2 books na?
Because I'm doing Tony Talks.
Okay.
Hindi. Medyo one book in 2 weeks.
Like you have an hour
weeks.
A day to read? How do you
You know what
you
I did?
It?
You know how you can spend 1 hour of your time on Instagram and social media without you knowing na, I've been on social media na pala for 2 hours. Di ko na alam. I traded that to reading. Kasi before, nung wala namang social media, wala namang cellphone, naalala ko nung nagbabasa lang din naman ako
Reading ka lang.
So binalik ko lang dun sa daddy kong ginagawa.
And you learn a lot from these books, no?
Yeah, because when I realized that when I spend so much time in social media, after that, I get, you know, you feel like, oh, grabe, there's so many things happening in their lives and ito lang nangyayari sa buhay ko. Para na insecure ka, na de-depress ka, you feel bad about yourself, na you feel sad na, shocks, parang I'm not doing so much in my life. Whereas when you read the book, you feel empowered, you feel enlightened, you feel educated, na parang, uy, parang you have that drive na,
galing.
Sige, let's do this, parang I'm motivated to do something, parang gano'n.
Galing. Tones, your son is growing up to be a really cute boy.
Uy, salamat
super
naman.
Cute, super smart. Like, what are your dreams and goals for him?
You know, my dream for him is for him to fulfill his calling, to fulfill his purpose on this earth. Whatever it is
that he's
meant,
no,
I don't know. Whatever it is that he's meant to do in his life, I'll just support him and love him unconditionally because that's what our parents did for us. Yeah. Nung sinabi mo sa parents mo na gusto mong mag-artista, mag-kart, mag-race, maging triathlete, sinabi ba ng parents mo na, huwag mong gawin yan, Mateo. Run our business. Do this. Be a businessman. Hindi naman, di ba, your parents supported you. So parang feeling ko, sinuport tayo ng parents natin in our dreams. I'll do the same for my kid.
Did this pandemic affect your planning for how you wanted to raise your son?
No naman. Kasi wala naman akong plan how to raise him. Eh.
Ah, wala din.
Wala
you
naman
just
akong...
Went, you just
oh, wala akong plan na this is how we're going to raise this kid that we have. Parang... Basta my job is just to fill him with the love that he can receive from this life so that he doesn't go looking for love outside our home. Na parang he's equipped with love, with affirmation, with assurance and security that he can find that in our home. So that when he goes out,
he's ready.
Buo yung foundation niya na, ah, hindi ako somehow, well, God's grace, sana hindi siya madala dun sa mga mangyayari sa labas kasi buo na yung foundation niya sa loob ng bahay namin. Parang ganun.
Tones, you're doing so many things. Tony Talks, reading one book a week,
huh?
Being a mom, and you're studying. You're studying in Open U also up to now. Is that a secret?
No. I did that 2 years ago. Multimedia arts.
You finished this?
No, hindi ko natapos dahil nga nag-pandemic and all. And then I did the traveling. Tapos ang bait ni Lord kasi when I wasn't able to finish it, I got an invitation. Sabi ko, ay, Lord, grabe ka naman.
You guys were invited there?
No, we submitted.
Okay.
We applied.
Okay.
Tapos we got in. With sila, Dr. Avello.
You learned a lot.
Marketing. Marketing. About marketing. It worked kasi yung sa Happy Cup, sa mga businesses.
How did this Happy Cup start? How did it begin? Sticking a Happy Cup or you have so
2017.
Many, I don't know, tripping lang. You guys like milk tea. Let's make up our own and go.
No, because there was a study na milk tea and beverages is considered as a dessert in the Philippines.
Okay.
And it's something that you can never go wrong as a business.
Okay.
Because Pinoys are...
Love desserts.
Ma-dessert, mahilig maggulaman, magano while waiting for the jeep, the bus, while in line. Parang something that they would spend their money on. So, it's a reasonable and profitable business to put up with.
And now you have how many branches? More than
we
100?
Had 94 branches
before
the pandemic. Now we have 78. Nag-close yung ibang branch.
All owned by you or you pina-franchise?
May half franchise and I think 20 plus.
So this is a family Gonzaga thing.
Galing,
you know.
Then we have a partner.
Well, daming milk tea, but your Happy Cup is the one standing tall all the time.
You know ba?
Di ba happy? Try nyo na Happy Cup. Ako hindi pa nga.
Di ba ba?
Hindi ba? We'll go to ABS. Hindi na kaya ABS. Hindi still go to ABS.
Not anymore. Yeah. Hindi na nga eh. It's been a long time. Ang last ko was PBB Big Night.
Grabe no?
Oo.
But one day, their time will come back.
It will come back. I always, you know, see Will Dasovich asked me, do you think ABS is going to come back anytime soon? I said, I don't know if it's anytime soon, but I feel it in my heart, it will come back. Yeah. And it will come back stronger.
Exactly.
Diba?
So, exactly.
Yun.
Tones, we all got vaccinated.
Yes.
And, you know, me and Sarah were trying to advocate vaccination and tell everybody to be vaccinated, diba? How was your experience of being vaccinated?
It's my second day today. I got Pfizer.
Wala, okay ka naman. Kumusta?
Okay naman. Okay na ba bang mga sagot ko?
medyo
naghahanghang ako. Baka effect yan ng vaccine.
Kasi ako, I got Astra. I got so sick. But everybody has their own timpla, di ba? Me, I got a fever, headache, chills, etc. I said, love, help me na. Hug me, I need your heat.
Iba, baby.
But after 2 weeks, okay. After 2 days, okay naman. Sarah naman, parang jet lag lang.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Ako naman parang hirap huminga.
Really?
O parang ngayon ganun, yung jet lag, yung catching my breath. Pero walang fever, wala namang cold, walang cough. Praise God.
So, do you think very soon we'll have that herd immunity like America?
Sana, sana. They were looking at it. They were talking about it and they were saying na that's the projection that, yung nga, they have na by the end of the year,
sana,
yung last quarter, you know, we can somehow go back to normal.
Sana.
Whatever that new normal is.
Sana. Tones, you've gone, how many years in show business?
1997, Matt. Wow. So, 20-something.
All these 20-plus years, you're doing your own content, you've created your own tin can, you're producing your business na, and then your plates, what's that? What's the plates?
Oh, the Everyday. It's our lifestyle company.
This is your brand?
Yes. Wow. With my, yeah, the girlfriend of Patrick, the brother of Paul.
So, you just sourced an item and said, hey, let's distribute it here in the Philippines. Ganun ba yun?
Yeah, we have our contacts, mga warehouse who build stuff for us.
So the plates is the first palang?
No, the first one, the first product that we released was a planner. Oh. Parang the goal of the company lang is to simplify your life and make your life easy with our products. Parang basic, you don't need a lot, you only need what's basic.
Galing.
So parang ganun lang. We help you simplify your life.
Kasi after 20 years...
Ah, you got the plates!
Yeah, thank you.
I sent
thank
you the plates.
Super
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. After 20 years, parang me also, Sarah and I, you know, we started diversifying outside of showbiz, not always in front of the camera.
Nice, no?
You know, ikaw, you Happy Cup.
Oh,
this Everyday, what's it? What's
yeah,
it
Everyday. Everyday company.
Everyday, Tin Can.
Yeah, Tin Can is the movie production.
So you produce films also?
Yes, we co-prod. We are a production house.
Wow.
Like the Sassy Girl, co-prod yun ng Viva and Tin Can.
You write or you just produce the film, co-prod the film?
Well, this one, kasi madali naman eh. Mm. May basis ka naman ng original eh. So, ginawa namin yung script with the help of Sila Fifth.
Galing mo.
Collaboration.
Like I said, I want to be like you. If you can give some advice to these artistas starting today, ano yung advice na yan? Yung mga nag-uumpisang artista pa lang sa Star Magic, yung pumapasok, high hopes, high dreams na in 10 years, I'll be like Tony Gonzaga.
Huh?
Or, you know, what is your advice for them? You know, all these artistas going inside Viva, yung mga baguhan, nag-workshop pa lang, listening to Boss Vic, opo-opo.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gone through it. Yeah. What's your advice to them?
Dami silang pagdadaanan. You know, life will humble you. Life will humble you. And I've experienced that. I've learned that. I went through that. Now you get into this business and parang, syempre when you're young, you feel like, oh, the world is my oyster. I can be whoever I want to be. And then life happens. And then it humbles you. It makes you change your perspective about life and about getting into the business. I think more than thinking about what you can do, always go back to the reason why you do it. Because the why has to be bigger than the what.
Mm. The why.
The why. Why are you here? Why? Why do you want to perform? Why do you want to be famous? Because if you're... Why do you want to act? Why do you want to sing? Why? There's always a why.
But syempre, when you're starting, it's the why is because gusto kong kumita, gusto mong
sumikat. Yes.
But yun yung basic, di ba?
The why before was I want to be famous.
Oh.
When I was mga teens, 12, 13, because I thought being on stage and being famous is the end all and be all of being a human being.
Success talaga.
If you watch this mga Britney Spears, that was my era, Christina Aguilera. So ko, wow! That's who I want to be. That's where I want to be. That's the path that I want to take. I want to be famous. I want to be in the magazines. Diba? I want to see myself up there. And then you go through life and you experience all this. And then you look at yourself. Somehow na experience mo na siya. And then, so this is it pala. And then you realize na, So what's next after this? Parang that's not pala the main goal, the main objective. Parang that should be a consequence lang of what you're doing. You have to perfect and you have to hone the gift that you are given. It's more about the gift. The being famous, the influence, the fans, and the accolades will all come when you focus on the gift. That's a bonus. That's not the motivating force. Itong mga awards, bonus na lang yan. because that's not the driving force of why you want to do things, right. Why you want to sing, why you want to act, why you want to perform. It has to be about the gift and being excellent on what you are given. Be responsible for the gift that you are given. Parang do not aim to be famous, to be successful, to be influential. Kasi consequence na lang yan.
But you've learned this. You've learned this through
the
years.
Yeah, I've learned it in my late 20s. Yeah. I've learned it with all the experiences. Sabi ko, it's not about pala what I can do. It's about why I'm doing it in the first place. So now, I went back to why I am here, to why I am in the business. So, kasi I realized that everything that I have now is pahiram lang. I'm just borrowing it. You know, success is never owned. It's rented. Mm. And the due is every day. You have to pay your rent every single day.
How do you do that?
By giving back. Mm. By living your purpose.
How do you give back? To any charity or just doing what you're doing?
I have my
sharing
own
stories.
You know, the purpose of Tony Talks is to serve them with stories that can uplift them and motivate them.
And it is, definitely.
And it's to uplift someone and to empower someone's story and journey. That if they were able to surpass the biggest trials and challenges in their lives, then the viewers and the audience who are watching, they can also do the same. Because all pain is the same. Magkakaibang level lang tayo ng pain and brokenness in life. Mm. But we all have different pains and brokenness that we go through in life. Parang universal ang pain eh. Mm. Parang no one is spared. For you to be human is to experience that pain and that heartache. That's the human experience. So parang when we serve them stories like that, and they can see themselves, associate themselves, affiliate, and feel the stories that, you know, that we serve them. And you know, the best gift that we receive from doing Tony Talks, yung mga words na I was gonna give up on my life, but after watching this, it gave me another motivating force. Because of this, I went back to praying to God and I revisited my relationship with Him. Parang that's the best reward na nakuha namin when you see someone's life na nabago somehow dahil dun sa story na ibinigay mo. Parang yun ang pinakamasarap na gift na ginagawa ng team namin. Yung difference na nagagawa mo sa isang tao. It doesn't matter nga kung isa o dalawa. For as long as there's this one person that story was able to speak to the heart of that person, we have served our purpose.
Galing.
Bonus na nga yun na nakikita namin na nagte-trending siya.
Sabi every namin, day, every episode nagte-trending.
Sabi namin, no. Ay, wow. Kasi nakita namin na universal pala talaga yung pain. Mm. So everybody can associate and everybody can feel the same pain that our guests are going through. Iba-iba lang tayo ng level. Pero lahat tayo may pain inside of us. And I think yun yung nagko-connect sa kanila dun sa mga stories na sinaserve namin. Diba? It inspires them. Yung ganun.
Galing.
Parang that's just the purpose of it. To serve an inspiration and motivation to the viewers.
And I hope Tony Talks will last forever.
Nox.
Because it's a gift. You know, you really inspire and change people.
Nox.
No, totoo yan. Totoo, sobrang totoo yan, Tony.
Thank you, Lord. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Yun lang yung purpose nun. Yun yung sinasabi ko sa iyo. When it benefits the others more than yourself, then I feel like I'm doing my purpose. Diba? When you uplift others. And sinabi ni Barack Obama yan sa book niya, A Promised Land.
So you remember all these little lines from all these books you read?
I don't know. Basta na may mga words na nagsistay with me. Sabi ni Obama sa book niya na The Promised Land, true power is when you uplift others. Mm. So yun. I think our purpose is to do that. To uplift others, to help others.
Totally agree with you.
To serve others. Because when you serve, that's where you find the meaning of your life. Mm. When you serve others. And, diba? So when
you're doing, a good example. Uplift others.
Be a good example. You know, when you're making someone's life better, easier, parang nagkakaroon ng meaning yung buhay. Diba? Parang sarap mabuhay kasi you're living it for something. more than living it for yourself lang.
Exactly.
Because I did that in my 1920s.
You've gone through it.
Oo, ito kaka-depress. Madi-depress ka lang. Ito na ba yun? Ano ba yan? Nabubuhay ka lang para sa sarili mo. Tapos, magiging masaya ka ngayon, boss. Malungkot ka na naman kasi it's never enough. The accolades, the awards, the gifts, the shows, everything. Parang the blessing is never enough when you're living for yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you're living your life, parang yun, to serve others. Parang sarap gumising, sarap. Like you, what you're doing right now, you're doing this podcast. You know, you inspire a lot of people.
Sana, sana.
Diba?
Your story will, for sure.
No, you were here 2 hours before the call time. Kukain pala ako ng pandesal, sinabi niya sa akin. Nandito na si Matt. Hindi ko na uubusin itong pandesal.
I didn't know your studio was here. I go here. There's an art studio here. There's a bike shop here. I go
yes,
here.
Yes, yes. Dito lang kami. So, kakain pa lang ako. Sabi, grabe, si Matt's too early. 2 hours early before our call time. 10 o'clock ang call time
Nico
natin.
Bulzico is here also.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, he's there. Ah. But ganun.
Honesta din, no? So, 10 o'clock ang call time namin. Alam niyo po, dumating si Mateo. 8 o'clock. Oo, sana taranta ako.
Siyempre, nilinis ko pa yung microphone.
Umalis ako ng bahay agad. Sabi ko, ay, sobrang aga nung. Sobrang aga ni Mateo.
Tones, how do you manage and how do you look forward if you have bashers hanggang ngayon?
Ay, hindi mawawala yan, Matt.
So how do you not let that affect you?
Yun nga yung sinasabi ko sa iyo. Let's go back to this book that I'm reading. What you focus on becomes big in your life. If I focus on the criticisms, the bashers, the hate, that becomes big in my life. If I'm putting my awareness in that one area of my life, then it rules my life. And then now I'm in prison. I'm in prison of their opinions. I'm in prison of their assumptions, their judgments. Now I cannot live my life. I can't say things anymore. I cannot do this because I have to please them. You have to get out that disease to please. You have to get that out of your system. That disease to please people is just gonna imprison you for the rest of your life because you're living under their expectations of how you should live your life. Whereas when you live your life for yourself, for your calling, and for your what God wants you to do in your life, there's so much freedom. You can say whatever it is that you want to say to me that doesn't affect me because you know what? Everything that you ever did to me is already done to you. It means that whatever it is that you put out there, it's gonna go back to you. That's why you have to always check the intention of why you're doing things, because every thought, every action, there is an intention.
It comes back to you.
And the intention will always determine the outcome. So if your intention is to hurt me, then I'm going to tell you now that it's gonna come back to you. The hurt that you give me is just gonna go back to you because I'm not receiving that hurt, that mga painful mga words that you throw against me. I don't receive that anymore. I think that's the part where you build your walls so high that they cannot penetrate who you are because you are connected to the inner core of you and that cannot be shaken anymore. Of course, I learned this the hard way in my teens and 20s. When I was doing the buzz. So that's why I also didn't have Facebook at that time because when I was doing the buzz, of course, you were dealing with gossips, controversies, and if you interviewed this person and you said something not nice, they will bash you, they will flood your accounts on Facebook. No, that's why I shut it down.
Because you don't have Facebook now?
I don't have Facebook. Fan page yun. Mm-hmm. So parang yun ang na-realize ko. And siguro dapat malaman ng mga tao na if they don't believe it, the universe, if they don't believe in God, but at least believe the law of the land. The third law of motion in Newton's law is for every action, there is a reaction. For everything that you throw out there, it's going to come back to you. So if you throw hate, expect to receive that hate eventually. You may not receive it now. It's going to come in another form, but watch out because it will always come back to you.
That's why even harder.
Oh, that's why tayo puro love. I'm giving love. I'm giving... I want to receive.
So today on social media is a reality. Tony Talks is number one in social media. Social media is is reality. Kumbaga, no. Diba? It's not anymore TV and radio or billboards. It's really a platform for everybody is social
media.
It's
a platform, yes.
And everybody can be a king. Everybody has a voice.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people like you that use it in a positive light to inspire, etc. But there's also a lot of people out there that are using it just to demoralize people, to put people down, to just say, ang pangit mo, ang taba mo. Alam mo yun? What's your advice to these young kids today on how to use social media in a responsible, insightful manner, kumbaga?
I guess siguro hindi nila, pag bata ka, hindi mo alam yan eh. Mm. Parang they have this notion na, I'm living my life, doing whatever I want to do that pleases me. Mm. Yun nga lang, yun lang yung nire-remind ko. Kasi nasa book yun ng Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav.
I'm just saying yes to all these names. I'm just saying yes.
No, there's this book. Lagi ko kasing naririnig yun kay Oprah. Mm. Tapos sabi ko, sino ba yung Gary Zukav? And then I started researching about him, his spiritual teacher. And he talks about intention. Napaka-importante pala ng intention. Mm. Because every thought, every action, every movement, everything that we do, every post that you do, there's always an intention. Mm. And the intention will always, like what I said, determine the outcome of what you did. So, minsan, di ba, may mga intention tayo. Kasi ikaw lang naman nakakaalam ng intention na yun eh.
Right.
Well, I will post this. Well, I will, why I will say these things.
So, are you careful of what you post?
I'm careful of all my intentions.
Okay.
Lagi akong, before I do something, ano bang intention ko? Gusto ko bang magpasikat dito or magyayabang lang ba ako sa intention na to? So, kung yun lang intention ko, then stop it. Stop right to the root of it, putulin mo na. Kasi the intention will determine nga the outcome. I don't want to reap yung consequences ng maling intention ko. And in our 20s, di ba, minsan may mga ginagawa tayo ng mali intention natin. Mali-mali yung intention natin. Sana bata pa ako yun ang nalaman ko na.
But we, you know, this is all learned through the years.
You
and
learn.
To have somebody like you speaking about it, I'm sure a lot of kids will say, ah, tama, di ba?
Intention lang. Oh, always go back to the intention.
So, you know,
as
Thai artists, when we post something, we say something, a lot of people go out there and say, ano ba yan? Pangit mo naman.
Yeah.
Ang laki ng ilong mo. Ano ba yan? Ganyan. But, you know, in the end, it hurts us.
It hurts us.
It still hurts us. We're still human beings.
But you know what? I've also reached this point in my life where the hurtful words that are thrown to you by another person, it's just a reflection of the pain that they're going through in their life.
Amen.
It's never about you.
They're insecure.
It's about the pain that they're going through. Mm. You know how people are like garbage trucks? Mm. That they're so full of trash inside their hearts that they're looking for someone to dump it into. Mm. And pag nakita ka nila, dahil punong-puno na ng basura yung garbage truck nila, they'll try to dump it on you. And don't be a trash can. Don't allow their garbage to, you know, penetrate. Oh, don't allow them to dump their garbage on you. Just brush it aside and, you know, move on with your life. So just that's just how you should look at na lang yung mga bashers and haters. They're just full of frustration that they have inside of their hearts. Because, you know, people who are doing more than you will never criticize you.
That's true.
The successful
busy talaga. Yeah, wala na.
People who are doing more than you will never have time to criticize you.
People that are doing more will never have time to criticize you.
Yeah. It's just that they're doing less in their lives. That's why they have all the time in the world to criticize every single action and movement and every decision that you make. Because they're not doing, because if you're busy fulfilling your dream, living your life,
achieving your
reaching your goals, you don't have time to look at ano bang ginagawa nito? Ay, but you don't have time. You're so busy and you're so focused reaching your dreams that you don't have time to look back and criticize every single thing that other people are doing. Mm. So just think about it that way. People who are doing more than you will never criticize you.
Galing.
Maybe because they're doing less in their life. So try to do something more. You will have no more time to criticize others.
Galing. Tones, maraming salamat.
Thank you very much.
You always touch my heart and you always change my day whenever I talk to you and see you. So maraming salamat. And the books you gave us, thank you very much.
Oh yes.
The next book I'm reading is the Ego book.
Oh,
you gave me a book about
ego.
I
love that. Ego is the enemy.
Yes, I'm reading that now. Oh, I just finished a book. I'm sure, have you read, you know David Goggins?
No.
Please.
Ano yung book niya?
This is
Hoy, marami ako natututunan sa iyo. Remember the equanimity?
Yes.
Oh, David Goggins. The word of the day.
This is grit. This is pure grit. When you mention grit, David Goggins is the meaning of grit.
Ano yung story?
Is
the
he's just a he's a he was a
life
really,
story.
Yeah, life story of his life. Mm-hmm. He went. He's a so it's an army story, oh, but it's a human story.
Yes.
Never
yes.
giving up because of grit. Yes. He came from nothing. He did not know how to read and write. He learned. Oh, he learned how to swim. Nice. To swim. He became a Navy SEAL. He had to go 3 times. He's a basta.
Ganda.
David Goggins.
Yan ang mga magagandang
mga I wish you all the best, Tones. And,
I wish you also the best.
I hope you run again for politics. But you're a good leader.
For politics.
Di ba sa tay-tay ka dati?
Dati kagawad ako noon. 17 years old ako noon. Tapos wow. Nung nag-showbiz na ako, hindi na ako na, I stopped na. Galing. Kasi nung bata ako, akala ko yun yung calling ko, public service. I can serve naman pala through my
other
industry.
Ways. You don't feel like running again or doing something like that no more?
Sa treadmill lang ako tatakbo. Matt.
What's your dreams in 10 years from now?
Oh, my dream in 10 years
from now? For yourself
and
your family.
Oh, to become the highest version of myself that I could be and fulfill the grandest vision that I have
Which
for
is?
Myself. Oh, it's a secret. Pag nangyari na, sabihin ko, Matt, ito yung dream ko.
So in 10 years from now, we'll say, Matt,
yes,
it happened.
The grandest and the highest vision that I have for myself.
But you have it.
I have it.
It's written down.
It's written down. Because sabi niyang, Habakkuk 2 and 2. Write down your vision so the one who wrote it can run to it. So I wrote
So you have
down
a journal? Do you journal?
I have a vision journal. You know, you will be surprised at the things that you write. Mm. Because it will happen in your life. It may not happen now in 2 years, 3 years, but 10 years down the line, you will be surprised that everything that you wrote 10 years ago, 15 years ago are gonna happen to you.
So, Tony Soriano, in 10 years, you know where you want to be and you know where
I
you
know
want
where
to
I want to be, but, you know, only God can determine where I will be.
But you're
in 10 years.
Gritting towards that goal.
Oh, so I don't have time to criticize others because I'm focused on achieving that goal for myself and for my family.
Congratulations, Tones. And,
congratulations on you, on what you're doing.
Salamat, Tones. You're my idol.
You're my
Again,
idol.
In 10 years, I'll be like you, ha? Huh? Tones, maraming salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ayos.